joke, pass on all of those euphemisms, that we return to pure vibrational.
When you, and it's logical, isn't it? That when you release your consciousness from this time-space reality, that vibration no longer emanates. So when that vibration, aligned or resistant, no longer emanates, you become one vibration of pure positive energy.
All right. My question is, to put into perspective what I thought was going on, about 10 years ago, my mother passed on. And I felt that I continued to have connection with her in the same place where she was when she left.
Well, the reason that happens, psychics pick up on that vibration sometimes too.
Okay.
When you are in your physical form, so you're in your body for a while, and you are perceiving life from that perspective, and so there is a vibrational aura or arena, you might say, that emanates from you. When others observe you, they add to that too. So there is for lack of any better way of explaining it, there are thought form clusters that sort of surround you.
The more famous
you are, then when you leave, there is that thought form cluster. And it's interesting, as with all people, but let's just talk about famous people for a moment. Famous people will tell you, I'm not who they think I am. But there is this perception, that meaning we were talking about, there is this perception of who they are seen to be that is often quite a variable from who they really are. Long after that person is no longer in their physical body, that vibration that the mass consciousness perceived them to be carries on, even though it was never who they were. So, are you following that?
So what I was communicating with was the thought clusters that she left behind. Am I understanding that correctly?
Usually, when someone that you adore makes their transition to non-physical, you get some of both depending upon where you are in the moment. Okay. In other words, when you're really tuned in, you get the perspective of where they are now. The easiest way that we've been able to explain this to our physical friends who are beginning to translate vibration into thought, and they will say, well, I talked to my dead mother, but she was still bossing me around.
Right.
And we said, yes. Well, you're not talking to her from her now source perspective. You're talking to the thought form that amassed, and your perception of who she is what's causing you to have that experience. Your expectation, this is a thing, we want you to hear this. Ooh, it is so good in the context of what we've already been talking about here today. Your expectation is what equals all manifestations that come to you. So your expectation of someone causes you to extract it from wherever it is. When Esther's father made his transition, Esther struggled because she knows so much. She knows that her father is now reemerged into non-physical, but she couldn't make that correlation. She couldn't, at first, see her father in his non-physical form because she knew him in his physical form. She knew the things he was worried about. She knew the things that he fussed about. His personality was well entrenched. They all talked about Daddy and the thing. Remember the day Daddy got so mad that he threw the rock through the chicken house window? Do you remember that? In other words, he was a very congenial person, but he had many things that he worried about. And Esther knew him as that person. And once he was no longer in that body, and she knew that that wasn't who he was anymore, for a while she couldn't find him because she didn't know where vibrationally to go for him. When she thought about him as he was, she couldn't connect with him because she knows too much. But when she tried to find him as she now thought he would be, she didn't recognize him. And so the first several conversations she had with him, she said, Abraham, are you just pretending to be my father? Is this really you just trying to pretend like you're my father? Because it didn't sound like him at all.
Right.
Does now. She's acclimated to who he really is.
So what I did, and here is my perception of what I did, and I'd like to know if my perception is yours as well. I was able to take that thought form and gradually bring it to a place where she felt safe.
Well, let's put it out another way.